That's not the only birthday going on. As we mentioned about an hour ago, Wikipedia is 25 today. Yeah.
You're so cute.
Well,
you're
of course, I read that on Wikipedia, so its accuracy maybe. I don't know. But
sketch.
We have not done this since last June. But a friendly reminder that things, no matter what they do out there, can always be worse.
Aww.
Like if you were a Verizon customer yesterday, specifically in the state of Texas. This hit, like, very select markets throughout the Southeast. In Texas, 50,000-plus reported outages for a couple of hours. Phones flipped into SOS modes for Verizon customers. They didn't say what caused the outage or how the outage was fixed. They never do. But it is interesting that, like, Reuters also said that AT&T and T-Mobile also lost their service yesterday afternoon. But quick to say, AT&T said no. The only issues we had were when AT&T customers tried to call Verizon customers.
Yeah, I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Things could be worse, indeed.
Do you remember the song Little Houses by Doug Stone? Turns out he was onto something. U.S. homes have doubled in size since the 1970s, but our happiness quotients, not so much. Turns out families are supposed to spend more time together, share their space, and get in each other's way. Well, this leads to more intentional living and stronger connections.
Yeah, yeah, definitely stronger connections right there.
You guys are very well bonded over there at the Buckner compound.
Yes, we are. Smaller homes, happy. Well, now you know why your Roomba feels the way it feels right there. Speaking of, when it comes to deciphering what, I've heard you talk about love languages and whatnot and stuff.
Very important.
I guess this would fall under acts of service. As a new study reveals that doing chores is not only good for you, it reduces your death risk. Researchers studied over 7,000 participants and found one extra hour of light movement a day reduces the risk of death by 14% to 20%. And that fits right in line with chores, doing stuff around the house. An expert suggests, yeah, it is a love language for a fair amount of people, over 20% out there. And I will tell you, I don't know how to make L beam more than when I do the dishes.
Oh, you know what? There is nothing sexier than a man mopping the floor or, like, doing something really advanced.
Yeah.
Like changing this toilet paper roll.
I also find it very, very attractive for her to not hold her breath for an extended amount of time. That's very I wouldn't hold your breath on that being a big thing happening in the house consistently. But it's a good start.
There's a lot of hip new lingo out there, like the situationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's Trump date.
Mm.
And now we have choromancy.
Choromancy.
It's a new thing. Instead of wooing your potential love with compliments, dinner, humor, roses, potential couples are now doing errands and chores together to build connection. It's a unique way to bond over everyday tasks, and it may get a lot of the whole malarkey out of the way.
Chore dating?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
okay.
To be honest,
yeah.
I once DQ'd a guy. I really wanted, like, a plant in the corner of my yard.
Yeah.
And he told me that because he had graduated law school, that manual labor was out of his skill set.
Oh, wow.
Move it on there, bucko. No way.
All right. So start doing chores together while you're dating.
It's very romantic.
Hey, guys, that's called marriage. That's just to skip to it. And then finally, a new poll asked America. That means us. America's top areas, according to themselves, of expertise.
Oh.
Yeah. A new poll found the average American's expertise, and it's a top 10, but we'll jump through it real quick. First of all, 10 was saving money, 9 health and fitness. But then you get into the factoids about, you know, like trivia and history, and that's about 8 through 5. Interest rates come in at 4. Home improvements or DIY projects around the house, 3. But our top 2 of what Americans who said themselves they are experts at. Number two.
Number two.
Social media trends. And then finally, number one thing that Americans think that they are experts at. Reality TV shows.
Oh, boy.
That got the highest score of anything out there.
It's very exciting for us.
So they are more confident, those in this poll and survey. If you walk up to them, you could ask them about doing chores around the house. They might have an answer. But if you need to find out who won season 17 of Survivor, we got you down.
Priorities.
Nowhere on this list of expertise, by the way, was anything about milking goats. So, and I think we'll find that
out. Not for everyone.
Yet again, this Saturday. Things could always be worse.
In the middle of another can't-miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.